Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning on this cold morning outside, but warmth of this place. There are a few announcements that I would like to share with you. On March 4th, which is a Sunday at 7:30 p.m., we have the privilege and joy of hearing a concert by the Iowa Wesleyan College Choir. They are touring across the country, and we are so excited to have them come sing here. This is a free concert, so please come and invite your friends and family to come as well. We know it'll be a wonderful event.
Next week at 9:30, the Adult Sunday School will be starting up again with a new program, The Prodigal God. If you're interested, you are very much welcome to sign up. There'll be two books, a discussion guide, as well as a textbook to read. And it looks to be a promising study about growing your relationship with God. So please consider it. Again, Royal Parent Room, 9:30, between services on Sunday.
I would like to share the joy of a day full of hard work and service yesterday. Four of us went down to Prattsville, New York, which is in the hard-hit area of the flooding back in August. The need is great, so please come join us in the future for that. But it was a joy to serve others and to share God's love in that way. This is the day that the Lord has made. May we rejoice and be glad in it. Shall we prepare to worship God with our time of centering? Come to Christ, truly God and human, who still seeks to teach us how to live and show us God. We respond to Christ's invitation, wishing to be disciples. Come to this place to sense God's presence and give yourself to God's care. We trust in God, who calls us to be the body of Christ. May our worship deepen our relationship with God and inspire us to ministry. May we pray together. Spirit of God, come and fill our hearts. Our lives are busy and stressful, so we come to this place to find your peace and to then bring it with us. We pray that you would come again into our world. We pray that you would fill all people who are hungry. Some are hungry for food. Some are hungry for hope. Send your spirit to rain down on us. Give all of our leaders wisdom to be able to solve the problems of our world. For we know that only good solutions can come from you. So help us to depend on you for all of our needs. We know that you hear our prayers even before we say them. And we know that you hear our prayers even as we share them with one another. So hear us again, O God. Open your ears and open our hearts. And now, O God, we pray the prayer that our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
This morning's New Testament reading is from 1 Samuel 3, verses 1 through 10. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The words of the Lord were rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight was dim so that he could not see, was lying down in the room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, Samuel, Samuel. And he said, Here I am. And he ran to Eli and said, Here I am, for you called me. But he said, I didn't call. Lie down again. So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, Samuel. Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for you called me. But he said, I didn't call, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he got up and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for you called me. Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, Speak, for your servant is listening. And the gospel reading this morning is from John 1, verses 43 through 51. The next day Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, Follow me. Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth. Nathanael said to him, Can anything good come from Nazareth? Philip said to him, Come and see. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Nathanael asked him, Where did you get to know me? Jesus answered, I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you. Nathanael replied, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered, Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these. And he said to him, Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven open and angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. May God add his blessings to these words.
You are bringing glory.
it together. Speak to us once more, O God, for your servants are listening. Amen. Every time that I have done something a bit out of my comfort zone, especially when it has been experiences like traveling or volunteering, it has been because of one specific reason. Someone has said to me, "You should go." Sometimes the one who has invited me has been on that specific experience, but other times he or she has not. They simply put out the invitations. What life-changing experiences have you had because someone said to you, "You should go"? In this morning's scripture, Jesus is near the beginning of his ministry. Just prior to the call of the disciples, the Pharisees, or the Jewish sect of the leaders, questioned whether or not John was the Messiah. Jesus wasn't even on their radar yet. John had disciples, and God had changed people's hearts through John's message. Jesus had not performed any miracles nor taught any lessons. The only clue to who Jesus was occurred when John pointed to Jesus and said, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." Lambs were sacrificed. Lamb of God does not sound very Messiah-like. But on that witness alone, the first disciples followed. Sometimes it's like that. People just get up and follow. They don't even need an invitation. They just go. Other times, it's not so easy. Philip must have needed that personal invitation. Maybe he was a little scared to follow Jesus. After all, he was probably just an average person like the rest of us, and Jesus was the Lamb of God. It can be intimidating to come and follow. So Philip heard the voice of invitation that came from Jesus, and he followed. It would be nice to have such an invitation. Nathanael, however, did not get the personal invitation from Jesus. Nathanael heard from Philip. He said, "Come and see this Messiah who has come." Philip did not have any special words to share with Nathanael. He didn't even really counter the argument of, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" The only response he got was, "Come and see." Philip invited Nathanael to come and experience Jesus for himself. By the simple statement of, "Come and see," Philip was a channel of God's grace. We too can be this channel. God's Spirit enables even us to be sacramental, something that spreads God's grace, an ordinary something that spreads God's grace. The word evangelism can be a very intimidating word for nearly all Christians everywhere, but it doesn't have to be. We don't need special training to follow in the disciples' footsteps to invite others to come. There are no special words we need to memorize. We don't even really do the work. Evangelism is God's project. "I will bless," God says, "through you." So we pray that we will open ourselves to let God work through us to draw others to God. Philip said, "Come and see." Jesus said, "Come, follow me." There are no boundaries as to who comes. We like drawing boundaries, don't we? You're either in or you're out. You're either a Democrat or a Republican. But much as we like our boundaries and our labels, we know that elections are won or lost based on the ones who don't fit those boundaries. Jesus did not ask the disciples to believe certain tenets before they could follow. Jesus did not ask them to act in a certain way before they could follow. Jesus simply said, "Follow." Philip simply said, "Come and see." Jesus says, "Come, be in a relationship with me. I'll teach you how to live. I'll teach you a new way of seeing. But right now, just come. Follow." We don't have to have all of the answers. Frankly, we don't really even have to have many at all. As followers of Jesus, our job is to say, "Come and see what God is doing. Come experience God's love for yourself, for you've got to see it and experience it to believe it. So come along." There were many opportunities in the life of the disciples to ask questions, to search. So we as the church offer that space as well. John Bowen, in his book, Evangelism for Normal People, it's a good title, isn't it? He wrote, "How revolutionary would it be if churches, instead of asking themselves, 'How can we evangelize?' would ask, 'What is the quality of our community? Is it such that outsiders of the faith might be attracted to it? Do our words reflect our actions? How are we in growing in love for God and our neighbors? Are we allowing God to make us into a better family?'" The disciples did not know much about Jesus before they followed, but they saw something special in him, that spark, and that something was worth following and getting to know better. We have that spark as well. So we try to share that spark and show that spark to others. And then Jesus ends with a promise. "The kingdom of heaven you will see. You will see angels ascending and descending." We know that we see the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, when we find health, wholeness, justice. When people reach together to serve others. We know it's not fully here, but there are those sparks. God's kingdom is being recognized. So we invite others to find that spark with us. So you should go. May we, together as a family of God, go about doing the work of the kingdom and inviting others to join us as Christ's followers. For God is with us, and we will see God's kingdom coming to this world this day. Amen.
The love of God, the hope of our Savior Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit bless, preserve, and keep you now and forevermore. Amen.
this has been Come and See with Pastor Kim Farrell from January 15th, 2012. How do you respond to personal invitations? How do we invite others to follow? When God invites us to be in a relationship with Jesus, we need only to open ourselves to His Word to channel His power. Do we freely allow God to make us into something better?
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.